Blog Talk Radio.
I have you now.
Yeah, yeah. K Block.
I think I got it, though.
Bones.
Hey, Twin. I think I got it.
Revolution.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
See my flow so acidic on the minions of hell. I'm so vicious, who the demons gonna tell? Mission for the lost and the saved at the same time. I put the fire in the sound waves all mine. You see, I really could care less about the title of the gospel rapper. Hopping out the coffin, start to talking about the hereafter. I blow the smoke in the face of the grim reaper. I trust Jesus, the only Christ, eternal freedom. Never ever holy hip-hop dude with they nose in their air. Breaking hip-hop rules, trying to fight off the world. Didn't point the finger at it. My daddy gave me swagger, and now I'm really laughing. Blessings from the Christ, ain't no joke. Represent the kingdom if I speak or I spoke. In these last days, watching Satan, and I'm headed for his throat. No remorse for my enemy, oh no, oh no, no.
And yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death.
You see the first round knockout, Rev got the knockout. Tell him be easy, undisputed with the rest now. Sprint fast on the rage's edge. Never blending with them satanic messages or the images. Active on the press up on the minds of the people. Still trying, still relying on Christ for the people. The war's never peaceful, the vessel for the combat. Weak style rappers, tell me where your flow at. Blow water, let me hit the sink. You ain't had time to blink quicker than the human eye. Glorify holy Christ, this is what he made me, dog. I'm gonna do it. And this is untouchable, invincible music. And for the level of rhyme that I was given no time. You hear it on the incline, it will never decline. And all they keep it rewind, the definition no fine. They never put me aside, I'm so religious with
mine. And yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes.
Edible beat. I do it for the Christ so they can't compete. And all I wanna do is blaze tracks for the Lord. And you can ask the hood cause we got it understood. Ride back to the bird, tell them that it's word. Born for the war, I'm immune to the score. Never keep track cause the Lord won one. Press the revolution, let that will be done. And it is no surprise that the enemy runs. When you got something that can handle, fire burn candles, the wax makes track. For the records never stand still. We imitate us in the garbage to a landfill. Down for the mission, last days like a military complex, but everybody is the cemetery. You see your revelations everywhere you look. I ain't hesitating, waiting to get to the coast.
And it's yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire, and I talk about Jesus, and it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death, yes, yes.
I know Jesus with me every day. Every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D.
Hallelujah.
G-O-D. God on deck, G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, you know me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time, what you gonna do? Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Respect is due. Father, have your way, help us stay on the path that you paid. We know that God is with us, yes, yep. Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb. I know Jesus with me every Jesus. I know Jesus with me every day. Jesus. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
with me,
yes,
every day,
yes,
I know, Jesus, with me, every,
yes,
I know, Jesus, every day, every
Satan
day,
tricking people, he acting like he winning, he weak, couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning, the blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil, Satan destroys, kills, and lies, don't let him deceive you, I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God still with me. We fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day.
Yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus. Every day,
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on, look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying, look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He missing the tooth,
the
truth.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Do you know Jesus? Are you known by Jesus? That's what I'm talking about. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I'm your homie Oasis. And today's topic, Romans chapter 14 and Romans chapter 15. Yeah, we finishing it up. Started this about, what, 2-3 weeks ago? I was studying Romans. After Romans 14 and Romans 15, we got Romans 16, and then we done with our study on Romans. However, you need to be studying to show yourself approved unto God. Make sure you are spending time with God every day on purpose, getting to know him. Yeah, don't read this Bible to tell other folk how they should live, but you got to read this Bible and find out how you should live first. And then let God lead you and guide you into help. Well, he'll do it through you, help others through you. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So, yeah, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your grace Thank you for your mercy. Most of all, Father, thank you for your love that you displayed that brings your grace and your mercy and truth to the scene, Father. Father, we ask you for forgiveness because we know you got it. So we ask you for forgiveness, Father. Yeah, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our flaws. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for the iniquities and the wickedness and the transgressions, Father. However, you created us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, Father. Yeah, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of our sins. We thank you, Father, as we continue to confess unto you. Have your way, Father. Thank you for this study on Romans. Thank you for the revelation that you are giving through Romans. Father, make us hearers and doers of your word so that we can continue to glorify you in the almighty name of Jesus. And I rebuke you, Satan, and I rebuke this pride that they're trying to go on and trying to make June Pride Month. I rebuke you, Satan, and all wickedness. June is not Pride Month, neither are any of the other days or months, and they won't ever be Pride Month because God hates pride. Pride comes before destruction. Or should I say, pride comes before a great fall. So while y'all continue to lift up in pride, if you don't be humble, may you have a great fall. Bring them down, Father. You said when the enemy come in like a flood, you lift up your standard against him. The enemy is coming in like a flood. Father, thank you. And I pray right now you begin to lift your standard. And that we put on the whole armor of God and we stand. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Because this is still your earth. And we still got faith in you. And we will be patient as your will continue to be manifested on this earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. In the almighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Yeah, y'all. We up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, Romans 14 and Romans 15. Jesus is still coming. All right? Jesus is still coming. Whether you're losing faith, whether you don't believe it or not, whether you did whatever and whatever, Jesus is still coming, and we are still approaching the day of the Lord. Now, maybe that'll get your attention since, you know, Jesus is coming. You might have turned the deaf ear to that. How about this one? The day of the Lord. We are still approaching the day of the Lord. And I'm going to pause right here, and I'm going to read something. Yeah. We are still approaching the day of the Lord, man. You know what I'm talking about? We are still approaching the day of the Lord. The wicked shall be turned into hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Yeah, put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men, because the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that want to celebrate pride and all that stuff, don't want to be humbling before God. Y'all want to do y'all business and capitalize off of this LBC, ABCD, GFG. Hey, GFG, yeah, I said it. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to do all that, but then don't want to please God. All nations that forget God are going to be turned into hell. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Yeah, this episode right here, we are in Romans 14 and Romans 15. Repent now, humans, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No, this is not soft preaching, no soft Christianity over here. No, because the enemy that we up against that's destroying the earth and the world, he ain't soft, and neither is Jesus. Jesus is stronger than the devil. So we're going to go harder than Satan. Repent now, humans, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because the wicked going to be turned into hell, and all nations, every human that forgets God, you're going to be turned into hell too. All you got to do is remember God. for sure with it. This when hip hop meets the Christ. I am Oasis. We broadcast live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can listen at any time. Just Google when hip hop meets the Christ and listen. Yeah, through Blog Talk. For sure with it, man. With that being said, I said I was gonna read something. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Before we get into Romans, you can go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 14 while I'm finding this other scripture that I'm gonna read. All right. Now this is a shame. Yeah, the day of the Lord. The humans know about the day of the Lord. They trying to suppress the day of the Lord like Jesus ain't coming back. And like we're not approaching the day of the Lord. But let me read to you how humans do know about the day of the Lord. And this coming from, you don't have to go there, but you can if you want to. And then we're going to get into Romans. But right now, let's go to Revelation. Let me read Revelation chapter 6. And we're going to start at verse 14. Revelation chapter 6, verse 14 says, and the heaven departed. Yeah, the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. Imagine that, the heaven, or the sky departing. Yeah, the sky departing or being rolled up as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Every mountain moved, every island moved. Mm-hmm. We've been getting a little shadow of this since 2017, you know what I'm saying? Big hurricanes and all that. Earthquakes too. All right, verse 15 says, And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every, you know, they call themselves elites right now. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, and the mighty, they call themselves the elite. And then it says, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves. What did they do? They hid themselves. They didn't repent. They hid themselves. That's interesting. They hid themselves, right, in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Why are they hiding themselves? Let's keep reading. We're in Revelation 6 right now. Verse 16 says, and said to the mountains and rocks. They're not talking to God. They'd rather talk to the mountains and rocks. And guess what they're saying? Fall on us. They want the mountains to fall on them. They want the rocks. Fall on us. And hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Look at what they're saying. These are the people's reaction who've been rejecting the Lord Jesus all their lives. And then find out, yeah, that he ain't nothing to play with. Look at them. Fall on us. They talking to the mountains and the rocks. Fall on us. Hide us. Why? Because God done rolled the sky back. Yeah, God done pulled the sky back and let you see heaven. Because right now, everybody in hell sees heaven. So when God pulled the sky back, the heaven roll up like a scroll. When he pulled the sky back and let you see heaven, This is what they're saying. Fall on us. Hide us to the mountains and rocks. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, that's God, and from the wrath of the Lamb, that's Jesus. Look at what they're saying. Now you a believer? Too late. Look at how they talking. Hide us. But they're not talking to Jesus. They're not talking to God. They're not talking to the Holy Spirit. They are talking to mountains that can't talk back or do what they want them to do. They're talking to rocks. And they're telling the rocks and the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of God that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Look at the next verse. For the great day of his wrath is come. This is what they're saying. Went through their whole life not believing, now they sin. For the great day of his wrath has come, and they still ain't repenting. And who shall be able to stand? Y'all know this about God, but they ain't repenting. They not praying to God. They talking to the rocks. Yeah. So we are approaching. Yeah, Jesus is coming, and we are still approaching the day of the Lord. But why is the world becoming more and more wicked and rejecting God and his love the closer that we are getting to the coming of the Lord? Yeah. You don't have to answer that question. Just realize what's going on. The world is becoming more and more godless the closer that we are getting to standing before God and having to answer to him for everything that we have done. So all the solutions to all the problems in the world today, if you're not bringing Jesus to the scene to solve the problems, they will never be solved. That's why none of the solutions that people have been coming up with have been working. They have not been working. They've been talking about stop the violence. They've been saying that back in the 80s and 90s and everything. Stop the violence. But ain't nothing stopped. That violence got worse. You know what I'm talking about? What are we going to do? Gun control. Boy, that ain't going to stop nothing. They already got the guns. How y'all going to control them now? How are y'all going to control the guns when they already out here? Guns already all over the place. Gun control. Get out of here. They don't even know what to do because they're godless. The leaders these days are godless. They don't know what to do because they want to leave God out of it. So they ain't going to never know what to do. But you need to follow Jesus the Christ. And you too. And you. And you. And you. 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 And me. Yeah. All of us. All right. We read it from Romans chapter 14 and chapter 15. We may end up splitting Romans chapter 15 up in half to do it, you know, with Romans chapter 14 and Romans chapter 16. We may end up splitting Romans 15 in half. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to start off right now with Romans chapter 14. Excuse me. Verse 1. Excuse me. Verse 1 says, him that is weak in the faith, you receive him. Okay? But not to doubtful disputations. So receive those that's weak in the faith, but not unto doubtful disputations. I gotta look that up. This, what did it say? B-I-S-P-U disputations. Oh, disputes. Okay, I got it. It'll help if you read the words right. Disputations. So, Romans 14, verse 1, him that is weak in the faith, receive you, or receive one that is weak in the faith, but not to doubtful disputations. Doubtful disputes. We ain't about that. We about the truth. Yeah, they say facts, but the truth over your facts. Verse 2, Romans chapter 14. Verse 2 says, for one believes that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eats herbs only. Eats only herbs. You see this? One believes that he may eat all things. Jesus said the process of elimination is not what goes into you that defiles you, but what comes out of you. Because what comes out of your heart, that defiles man, not what they eat. Because when you eat something, it's purified. When you give thanks, and it's also purified with the process of elimination when it get up out you. You know what I'm talking about? So, for one believes that he may eat all things, another who is weak eats herbs. Verse 3 says, let not him that eats despise him that eats not. You don't despise the one that weak in the faith. And let not him which eats not judge him that eats. You know, don't judge the one that's eating everything either. For God has received him. God has received him. So don't be judging him. Let not him that eats despise him that doesn't eat. And let not him that eats not, or let not him that does not eat judge him that eats. For God has received him. Verse 4 says, who are you that judges another man's servant? And judging is not deciding right from wrong. That's not judging. Judging, think about a judge and his power. He put the condemnation on you. Condemnation. He condemned you. He put some time on you. He sentenced you to death and everything else. That's the judges, right? So who are you that judges another man's servant? How you judging somebody else's servant? Huh? I'm serving the Lord. How you judging me? You serving the Lord. How I'm judging you? Huh? We don't. So it says, who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master. To his own master. You ain't my master, so you ain't got no business judging me. I ain't your master, so I ain't got no business judging you. And I ain't going to judge you either. But when we going off, when this Holy Spirit is going off on sin and teaching us and discerning right from wrong, okay, he can do what he do. The Bible is the judge. The Word of God is the judge. Are you living up to what it says? I ain't saying are you being perfect, but are you doing what this Bible says? Are you hearing what God is saying? And are you doing it? We in Romans chapter 14, verse 4, who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master, he stands or falls. Let his master do that. To his own master, he stands or falls. Yeah, he shall be held up. Yeah, holding up, held up, for God is able to make him stand. Who is able to make him stand? God, not himself. Not he himself making himself stand, but God is able to make him stand. Verse 5, Romans chapter 14 says, one man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Yeah, some people like the weekend, baby. And some people, Saturday and Sunday, just like Monday through Friday. You see what I'm saying? They're all days or they're all new beginnings. Might not have to go to work on the weekend because you work Monday through Friday. But these are still just days or new beginnings is like what I like to call them because that's what they are. So, Romans chapter 14, verse 5. One man, one human, esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Every man be fully persuaded in his own mind and quit bothering folks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are here to make good decisions over evil decisions. However, if you think Saturday and Sunday, those are my best days, okay, that's you. And if I think Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday are all alike, that's me. But we shouldn't be arguing about that. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. You like the weekend? I like all every day. Don't be arguing. Verse 6 says, he that regards the day regards it unto the Lord. This is what we're supposed to do. Do what we're doing unto the Lord. So he that regards the day regards it unto the Lord, and he that regards not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it, for he gives God thanks. I hope you're still praying and thanking God, you know what I'm saying, for your food and praying over your food. All right, so he that eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he that eats not to the Lord, he eats not and gives God thanks. Y'all see that? Ready? He eating unto the Lord, and he giving God thanks. And the one that's not eating, he's not eating to the Lord, but he's still giving God thanks. Y'all see this, right? As long as we are giving God thanks. Yeah, what I look like arguing you, telling you, you got to do this my way. No, we got to do things the way, God's way, Jesus, the way. We got to do things God's way. People be too busy judging, man. Can't get along. I thought they supposed to be here. I thought, what you supposed to be doing? I thought you supposed to be. Uh-huh. Because God is the only one could look into our lives and say, yeah, you got this right. That right. But you got this wrong. And since you got this wrong, that cancels everything. You got one because ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody living life that ain't doing no wrong. Our wrongdoing makes it cancels out. And every last one of us does wrong sometimes. Now, we are learning how to do right when we receive Jesus. We're born again, that process of salvation. All right, Romans chapter 14. We're still giving God thanks, right? Whether you eat or not. Verse 7 says, for none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. Yeah, it ain't never about you and yourself. You ain't never here by yourself. How many people on the earth? Okay, how's it all about you then? You didn't create you. You didn't even have nothing to do with you getting here. Yeah, their mama did before you. Okay, so for none of us lives to himself. Ain't nobody in this mud living in no bubble. None of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. When you die, it ain't gonna be just no empty funeral. You might even be living right now and ain't dead in your life empty, but your funeral will be more people at your funeral than in your life right now. Ain't that some jive? That's some junk. That's some bull. Really? BS. That's some bull. For people to show up and tell me I'm paying my respect and they dead and gone, and when they're alive, you ain't showing them no respect. How you paying respects at the end of somebody else's life and they gone? So stop with the phony foolishness. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. So, verse 8, Romans chapter 14 says, for whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. So we ain't afraid to live, and we ain't afraid to die either. For whether we live unto the Lord. That's all confidence right there. And whether we die unto the Lord. That's the promotion right there. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. That's the thing. We need to be focused so much on the Lord and pleasing him. You ain't got time to focus on or see what nobody else doing. Verse 9, Romans chapter 14 says, for to this end, Christ both died. This is why Christ died and rose. He didn't just die. He died and rose. So you can't say Jesus died without saying Jesus resurrected. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Y'all see this? He the Lord of the dead and the living, shout it. The devil ain't no kind of Lord. But Jesus is the Lord of the dead and the living. You want me to read it again? Romans chapter 14, verse 9. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Wow. He the Lord. Over hell, over heaven, over earth. He's the Lord. Both of the dead and living. Verse 10 says, but why do you judge your brother? Or why do you set at naught your brother? Now, fighting against pride, that ain't judging. This is a fight right here. And we go, and if y'all want to keep acting like Satan, and Satan, you want to keep raising up your head, then God going to keep lifting up his standard, and we're going to keep chopping till we chop your head off, Satan. Y'all operating out of pride. We operating out of the power of God. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you set at naught your brother? Acting like your brother ain't nothing. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What? We shall all, every last one of us, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So why are you treating folks like that, man? Why are you treating folks like that, woman? Mm-hmm. You sure you love Jesus? You treating folks, you don't treat folks like you want to be treated. That's the royal law. If we can treat folks like we want to be treated, we can do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. If everybody was treating everybody like they wanted to be treated, how beautiful this world would be. Because ain't nobody trying to hustle themselves or get over on themselves. Ain't nobody trying to shoot themselves like that or kill themselves. Except, you know, the suicidal and all that. But I'm just saying. For the most part, you're trying to take care of yourself. And now, people done got so selfish that everything is about them. But we just read the scripture. None of us live to himself, and no man dies to himself. All right, Romans chapter 14, verse 11 says, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Every knee gonna bow to Jesus, every tongue shall confess to God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. We all got to answer to God. Whether you believe in him or not. Yeah, this ain't about no religion. You stand before God talking about, I'm in this religion. Oh, I was a good Christian. Man, please, do you know Jesus? Does Jesus know you? That is the question. So, verse 12, Romans chapter 14 says, so then every one of us shall give account to himself to God. There it is. Yeah, remember that? I just said it, and I just read it. Romans chapter 14, already written before I said it. Romans 14 and verse 12. Don't forget that one. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. I'm going to read it one more time. Romans chapter 14, verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Verse 13 says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Don't do anything, okay, that's going to cause another believer to fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do anything that's going against God. And then still naming Jesus. Yeah. Don't put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in your brother's way. Don't make it easy for them to mess up because you messing up. Verse 14 says, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. If you say it's unclean to you, it's unclean then to you. Yeah, let it be personal to you, right? Verse 15 says, but if your brother be grieved with your meat, you eating. Your brother be grieved with, if you eating and it's causing your brother to be grieved, it says now you walking not charitably when you're doing it. If your brother be grieved, if you're doing something because of the grace that's in you and it's grieving your brother, you need to cut it out. Verse 15, Romans chapter 14. But if your brother be grieved with your meat, now walk you not charitably. Okay, so you are now not walking charitably. You're not walking in love. Don't destroy him or destroy not him with your meat for whom Christ died. Because they're weak, remember? We talking about the weak ones and the strong ones. In the faith, though. They both got faith. Don't offend them. Don't cause them to mess up. Build them up, though. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. You doing good, you under the grace, but don't let it be evil spoken of because somebody weak right there. So that's why some stuff got to be personal. And you can't do it out here in public because they'll misunderstand you. Yeah. They don't understand the grace that God has given you. So don't let your good be evil spoken of. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. This ain't about religion. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. That ain't what the kingdom of God is about. That don't qualify you or disqualify you. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy. I'd rather have righteousness, peace, and joy than the meat and drink. Because righteousness, peace, and joy won't run out. But meat and drink will have you hungry again after you eat it a few hours. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It ain't about this physical. But the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Not in your feelings. Not in Christianity. Not in Islam. Not in Buddhism. But righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, this is the kingdom of God. Yeah, this is the kingdom of God right here. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness is us doing right with God, though. Not us doing right. I just do right, but I don't believe in God. Nah, you disqualified. The only person that can qualify us is Jesus. So you ain't getting to God and ain't talking to God without Jesus. That kills every religion. Verse 18 says, For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. For he that in these things, what things? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God. If you're serving Christ in these things, you're acceptable to God and approved of men, because God overrides man. And God can make them same ones that didn't like you. He could, I'm talking about make them bow down before you. He could bless you, and he will, and he's going to bless you so good, yeah, that he's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. They're going to see him blessing you. And they're going to get jealous. He's going to provoke them to jealousy. They're going to want what you got. But they can't get it unless they receive Jesus like you did. Verse 19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Do what? Follow after the things which make for peace. Don't be following all these folks on the social media that's stressed and ain't giving you no peace. You need to find out where peace comes from. The first thing you need to know about peace, it comes from God. And that's what you need to do, where you need to go to get this peace. So let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, not stress. The world is real chaotic right now. It's real stressful. But God ain't say follow after the world. He said follow after the things which make for peace. And things wherewith one may be, or one may edify another. So follow the things which will give you peace. Yeah. Because we need peace in our relationship with God. All right? And the things that you can build up somebody else, you follow after those. So get peace for yourself, and then the things that can build somebody else up, get them too. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. You're supposed to build each other up. All right? For meat destroy not the work of God. For meat, don't destroy the work of God. Because they eating meat and you say, I don't believe in eating meat. But y'all both believe in Jesus. So let the one that's eating the meat and the one that ain't, that's just eating vegetables, if you're both serving God, continue to serve God. And quit worrying about each other. Yeah, build each other up. For meat, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eats with offense. It's evil if you're going around here being offensive on purpose. Mm-hmm. For meat, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man or that human who eats with offense. Gonna offend you, know it, and I'm gonna do it anyway. Mm-hmm. You wrong, that's evil. Now, if Jesus is offense to them, they wrong. They're evil. Okay? Verse 21, Romans chapter 14 says, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Don't make your brother weak. Yeah, your fellow believers, you shouldn't do anything that make them weak, or make them trip up, or make them question God because of your behavior. No, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles. If it's going to make your brother stumble, don't do it. Or is offended, or is made weak. Verse 22 says, have you faith? Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Make sure God is the one giving you the green light. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. Happy is he that does not condemn himself in that thing which he allows. What God allows you to do. Be happy and don't condemn yourself in the thing that God allows it, that you approve of, too, that God ain't got no problem with. Okay? And he that doubts is damned if he eat, because he eats not of faith. If you doubting, you're not operating by faith. If you operate by faith, you are not doubting. And he that doubts is damned if he eats, because he eats not of faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. That's plain and simple. See that? Whatever is not of faith is sin. If it doesn't cause us to live by faith, it's sin. If you're not living by faith, it's sin. That's what it's saying right here. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Now, I got a verse that'll go with that. Let me see. We got to go down and read it for you before we take a break. Appreciate everybody tuning in. All right. What it says, for whatever is not of faith is sin. And here go a cross reference from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Yeah, if you acknowledge him in all your ways, good and bad. Yeah. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He'll direct you. Follow his direction. For whatever is not of faith is sin. And we'll be right back. We in Romans chapter 14, where we just finished that. Now we're about to get into Romans chapter 15 when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. Just a follower of Jesus Christ these days. All right? We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah. Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go. You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Designer clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. You're soft as Charmin, baby, and hard as Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thuggin' and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more. Stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche Boxster. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even. Yeah. Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go. You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Designer clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. You're soft as Charmin, baby, and hard as Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thuggin' and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more. Stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche Boxster. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even close enough by them to hear the sirens. It's them who buy your records just to hear a gang of lying. Quit claiming you banging iron, dog, if you a gangster iron. And who said if you're black, your gangster's the thing to be? These rappers trying to be Scarface, they make believe. Dog, if you over 30, it's time to be realistic. It's no way you should be 37 and still ignorant. Still sagging, still banging, and still flagging. You're still faking, this generation is still at it. I still be in the hood, it's getting real graphic. That's real blood on the concrete, them real caskets. I know that ain't your problem, but I made it mine. Not only do I know the truth, but I can make it rhyme. They knew you'd sell us out, that's why they let you boys in. They keep you eating good long as you feed the hood poison. Got you endorsing they liquor and making blunt raps. From St. Ives to Chris Dow, it always was that. They say the government gave us guns, liquor, and crack. But last time I checked, your dealer was black. And your killer was black. And his money was green, so you can read between the lines and see what I mean. See, when it comes to the hood, they have no influence. They need a middleman, a real opportunist, one of our own kind is selfish enough to do it. Inject the hood with poison for some lifestyle improvement. That's what these rappers is doing. They selling us crack. It's like the devil is back and one of his weapons is rap. They trying to merge it with rap. We know how they get down. They using our biggest rappers to make you embrace the sound. Maybe I'm tripping, no. Maybe I'm seeing things. And maybe I see some things like a need for change. Yeah. Look, y'all got too much influence to be acting foolish. I don't care if you signed up to be a role model or not. The kids gonna follow you regardless. They come with the fame. I mean, you tell them to get money, but you ain't telling them how to do it in a way they won't land them in jail or land them in the grave. And if you did live a troubled lifestyle, whether it was selling crack, pimping, whatever you had to do to get by, you know what I'm saying? I thank God that you made it out. But you telling your story like you the rule. You not the rule, you the exception to the rule. You the one happy ending out of 1,000 cats that's sitting in jail or buried up under the ground doing what you did. You that one that made it in the game and made some of yourself. So you can't tell it like if they do what you do, they gon' get what you got. And that's only to the couple cats in the game that really did what they say they did. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's negative, if I'm gonna be led down the wrong path, I'd rather it be by somebody else who went down the wrong path than somebody who knew the right path and just chose to point me down the wrong one, you feel me? But at the same time, if you've been down that wrong path and you see me going down that wrong path, you'd be a hater not to tell me to go in the other direction. You feel me? But yeah, man, turn your negative into a positive, dog. Bizzle.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you and much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, however you tuned in today. We in Romans chapter 14. We just finished that. And we're about to get into Romans chapter 15, which is, it looks like a continuation. And going into more details of Romans chapter 14 in Romans chapter 15. So let's go ahead and get Romans chapter 15 in. Verse 1 says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves." Don't be over here getting arrogant. Yeah, bring down the strongholds of Satan and build up your brothers and sisters. Yeah, the fellow believers. Yeah, you got to treat folks. We try to treat everybody the same way. No. You treat the saints a certain way. You got more respect. You know, have respect and honor for them. So you want to build them up. And the world who rejecting Jesus, you can't treat them like saints. You still, you know, go in love, but they need a different kind of tool. You need a different kind of tools to get them. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. So encourage the saints. And we got to tear down that worldly influence. That's why people think and they feel like you are attacking them, but you just going at the influence. Yeah, greater is he that's in us, the one that's influencing us, than he that's influencing the world. So yeah, we got a problem with Satan and sin. You know what I'm talking about? So, back over here, Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Bear the infirmities of the weak. Don't cause them to stumble because of something you're doing. Because you've been walking with God and he done made you strong. But don't offend them. Remember, when you was weak. Mm-hmm. All right, now, verse 2 says, "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." Yeah, build up. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Edification got everything to do with building up. You see what I'm saying? Now, let me pause and read this royal law, because that's all this is telling us right here in these verses that we're reading. And this can be found in James. You don't have to go there. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to read it. It says, "If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture." If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. According to what? The scripture. Not according to man-made laws. Okay? So if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you do this, you do well. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. And that was from James chapter 2 and verse 8. Now we're back over here in Romans chapter 15. Verse 2, let me read it again. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached you fell on me. Or what is it, disrespect or dishonor, reproach of them. The reproach of you fell on me, is what Jesus is saying, right? The dislike, reproach. Mm-hmm. Dishonor. Look over. All right? Disproval. That's what reproach is. So, verse 3, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches or the disproval of them that reproached you, the disproval of them that disprove you fell on me. They disproving God, and it's falling on Christ, and it's falling on us too. Yeah, it pleased not, Christ didn't please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached you fell on me. God and Jesus, well, Jesus feeling what God felt and what he feels. Same way with us when we follow in Christ. The reproaches or the dislike, okay, disrespect of them towards God also falls on me, is what Jesus said. And it falls on us because we follow in Christ, right? Verse 4 says, for whatever things were written aforetime or before time were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Look at what the scriptures do to you. The scriptures, they'll make you patient and they give you comfort. And they give you hope. We are Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. The Bible is already written, and it's written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we got hope. Verse 5 says, now the God of patience and consolation. He's the God of patience. Got some patience. And consolation, that's a reward, right? The God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. The God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, have the same mind that Christ had, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you about God's business for real, we ain't gonna have no problem. Yeah. Because I'm about God's business for real too. So we ain't gonna have no problem with each other. Because why? We're about God's business, and that's what brings us together. Christ Jesus, our Lord. And if he don't do it, we ain't gonna do it. It ain't gonna get done. All right, so that's why this word is getting us right and telling us how to treat each other. Okay? Be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Yeah. Verse 6 says that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father. Glorify God. That's what it's about. Us glorifying him. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're in Romans chapter number 15, verse 7. Because see, remember, this is all about God's glory. Your life, my life, it's all about us glorifying God. As long as you're glorifying God, I ain't got no problem with you. As long as I'm glorifying God, you shouldn't have a problem with me. Because we're doing what? Glorifying God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all we're doing is following Jesus. Verse 7 says, wherefore, receive you one another, or receive one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Don't reject one another. receiving, this is how believers are to get along right here. Verse 8 says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God. Okay? For what? The truth of God. Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God. Ministers, that's what we're about. The truth of God. All right? To confirm the promises made unto the fathers, the promises that God made unto our forefathers, our ancestors. Verse 9, Romans chapter 15 says, and that the Gentiles might glorify, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing unto your name. So God wants the ones he chose and everybody else too, the Jews and the Gentiles. All right? Verse 10 says, and again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And verse 11 says, and again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him, all you people. Exalt him. Overpraise him. Praise the Lord, Gentiles, and laud him, L-A-U-D, all you people. Exalt him. Verse 12 says, and again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse. There shall be a root of Jesse. Jesse is King David's father, in case you didn't know it. Okay? There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Yeah, David was a man after God's own heart, and God decided to bring his son Jesus Christ down through the bloodline of David. Let me read verse 12 again. Romans chapter 15, verse 12, and again Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, the God of hope. He's the God of patience. He's the God of hope. The God of hope fill you with all joy. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This is how we continue to stay in hope and grow in hope. Yeah, abound in hope. The power of the Holy Ghost does this for us. All right? Now I'm going to read verse 13 again. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, or you may grow even more in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. No religion. This is the power of the Holy Ghost at work. Verse 14 says, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. I am persuaded of you, my brothers, my brethren, my sisters, my believers. I am persuaded that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Admonish. Build each other up. Yeah, not tear each other down. You know what I'm talking about? Now, some stuff got to get destroyed, right? But we're not here to tear our brothers and sisters down. We are here to build them up. Why don't you try that? All right? Right, admonish means to warn them. Warn someone firmly. Right? So, Who yet? Romans chapter 15. Verse 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to build up a lecture, scold, rebuke, urge, yeah, all that's in there. Admonish one another. Verse 15 says, nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God. I'm putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Now, Paul be putting a lot of stuff in there. That's why we have to go back over some of these verses and read till we get to understanding, man. Because Paul, it's some stuff in there hard to understand. You won't understand unless you got the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you and teaching you, leading you into all of the truth. So, Romans chapter number 15, read verse 15 again. Says, nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God. Verse 16, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentile, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles, when they start praising God, right, might be acceptable. So I'm going to preach to them. So when they praise God, they're going to do it right. It'll be acceptable in his sight. All right? Being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. We ain't in our flesh up in here operating by our flesh. No. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing this. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the God of patience and the God of consolation. It's the God of hope. The God of peace. The God of comfort that's doing this. You know what I'm talking about? We are Romans chapter 15. Verse 17 says, I have therefore whereof I may glorify through Jesus Christ in those ways. I have, therefore, whereof I may glorify through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. I have what I need, right? I have what I need that I may glorify, that I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. And that's all we glory in. That's all we boast in. We boast in Jesus Christ, the things which pertain to God. Mm-hmm. We highly exalt him because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He in us, and he exalts Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop. I mean, these people, man, I be hearing people pray even on the Christian, little Christian radio station. I heard somebody pray today talking about we praise. In your holy name we praise. I'm like, say his name then. They be closing their prayers like, in your name we pray. When I came up, people said in Jesus' name. And guess what? While I'm coming up over here in the faith of Jesus Christ, get what I'm going to say? In Jesus' name every time I pray. In your name we pray. What? The power's in his name. Say it then. Y'all don't believe. Y'all compromise. These be Christian stations too, man. And people who talk about they believe God, but then they get up here and these folks tell them in the media, all that, Hollywood, all that, you can't say Jesus, and they go for it. In your name we pray. See, the Holy Spirit ain't going to do that. Because number one, you don't tell the Holy Spirit what to do. Number two, the Holy Spirit exalts Jesus as the Lord. You can tell who ain't got that Holy Ghost who just talking. Because when it come down time to represent Jesus in public or to shut up or lose their whole lifestyle, they'll shut up and won't represent Jesus. They'll lose their relationship with Jesus rather than lose their whole little lifestyle and how they're accustomed to living with all this vanity. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. Romans chapter 15, verse 18. Says, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me. I won't speak of any of those things which Christ has not given me the experience to speak on, which he ain't worked in me to make the Gentiles obedient by the word and deed. Okay, this is where people mess up, thinking that we can draw folks to God. We can't draw nobody to God. It's God that got to draw him, draw us, and draw them through us. But I would not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not worked by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. I'm going to speak what I know and what I've experienced. And if that don't make you believe, I ain't doing nothing extra. Verse 19 says, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit. Yeah, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. By what? By the power of the Spirit of God. This is not religion. This is God working. So through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. That's what we preach. All right, verse 20. Yeah, so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. I didn't go to church and then start preaching Christ. No, because somebody's already doing it. All right? But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see me. You got to go to the ones that ain't studying them. To whom he was not spoken of, they shall see. And they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you, because I'm so thorough with it. That's what Paul's saying. I'm serious with this, man. I ain't adding nothing to this or nothing. I'm straight preaching the gospel of Christ by the power of the Spirit of God. 23 says, but now having no more place in these parts and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whenever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward. These words be funny, man. And to be brought on my way thitherward or there by you. Let's say thitherward. THITHERWARD. Be brought on my way there by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. Verse 25. We in Romans chapter 15, verse 25 says, but now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. Minister, that's another word for serving. I go to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints, which are at Jerusalem. It pleased them to make a certain contribution for the poor. Y'all are ready to spend y'all money with the rich, right? They got more money than you. You're going to give them some more money. Instead of helping out the poor, you look at the poor like look down your nose at them, though. They the one need your help. Not them rich folks and all these companies that you still go and patronize at and restaurants and all that. Yeah. They already super rich. They don't need you. But go to the one that's poor. Let a poor person ask you for something. How you feel about it? Let a poor person ask you. Let you pass what we call a bum on the street or a homeless person. And they ask you for something. How you look at them? I got a job application. You better go get a job. Bruh, how much money you got in your pocket? You can't get them a dollar or two? It don't matter if they're going to drink it up. It's about you giving to the poor. We in Romans chapter 15. I lost my verse. Where is it? Verse 25. All right, verse 26. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints. For who? For the poor saints. The poor saints. You should give to them. The poor saints. They got faith in God. They might be poor on this earth, but they rich in eternity. Yeah, the poor saints which are at Jerusalem, they say they're going to take up a contribution for them. Verse 27 says, it has pleased them verily. Yeah, it pleased them. God, a little chill, forgive us. It pleased them verily, and their debtors, they are. And their debtors, they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. How you taking the spiritual things and getting better, and you won't even give up your carnal things that you got? You see, they rich in spiritual things, and then you may be rich in physical. But you taking from them all the spiritual, ain't giving them nothing. Let me read it again. Verse 27, Romans chapter 15. We almost finished. Romans chapter 15, verse 27 says, it has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. They are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of the spiritual things, their duty, the Gentiles' duty, is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Mm-hmm. They helping you out. Help them out too then. See how this is about us being fair in relationships still in Romans chapter 14 and 15? Romans chapter 15, verse 28. Says, when therefore I have performed this, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. I got to take this contribution over there to the poor saints. Because remember, he said he's going to minister to the saints at Jerusalem. Verse 29 says, and I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. I like that. I'm sure when I come to you, I'm coming in the fullness, not the halfness, not the 75%ness, but the 100%ness. Yeah. I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, I beseech or beg you, brethren, ask urgently, that's what beseech is. I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me. I beg you. Talking to the believers. I beg you, I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me. Fight together with me in your prayers to God for me. Pray for me. Strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. See, Paul ain't above people praying for him, even though Paul wrote a lot of this New Testament. This ain't about us getting puffed up and arrogant and prideful. No, that's Satan's children do that. Mm-hmm. We don't act like Satan. We hate Satan. Verse 31 says, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. Yeah, deliver us from the ones that don't believe. Deliver us from the one that's trying to celebrate something that you hate. You hate pride, and they still trying to celebrate, talking about a pride month. And a pride month to be wrong, a pride month to be a proud homosexual. You proud to be a homosexual, cuz? I wasn't proud to be a fornicator. But it's okay. You proud to be a homosexual, and that goes against God's nature. You think that's okay? It ain't. God hates pride, and he going to humble the proud. Believe that. Now, I remember last year when they tried to start this pride thing in June last year, and I believe that's the first year they tried it, or that's the first I heard about it, last year in 2021 when they tried to do this pride thing in June. It's June 2022 now. They trying to do it again. But last year in 2021 when they did the pride thing in June, the next month, a whole building fell in Florida, like, and killed folk that were asleep. 2-3 in the morning, the whole building collapsed. It dropped in. Pride comes before a great fall. Warning comes before destruction. And there's plenty of other stuff that done happened since then. I just remember that specifically, that they celebrated Pride in June, talking about Pride Month, and then July, a whole building fell down on a bunch of folks, just like, what? While they were asleep. Now, back over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wicked is going to be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God, all nations that forget God, going to be turned into hell as well. And let me make it more personal. All people, every single person that forgets God, you will be turned into hell. These are not my words. These are the words of God. It's in it's in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, if you want to be specific. Now, let's finish up Romans chapter 15. Appreciate you being here. We almost finished. We got three more verses right here. That I may be delivered. So pray for me. Pray to God for me and with me, that I may be delivered, though, from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints. All right? So pray that I be delivered from those that don't believe in Judah, and then pray that also that I have, that I may be accepted of the saints for my service that I'm doing to them in Jerusalem. You know what I'm talking about? Like that. So pray that I may be delivered from them that do not believe, and that my service, which I have for Jerusalem, may be accepted of the saints. Verse 32 says, that I may come unto you with joy. Yeah, I may come unto you with joy by the will of God. Not with stress, not with depression, not with sadness, but that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed as well. I'm going to be refreshed with you. Give me some of this joy by the will of God, and be refreshed by the will of God too. Verse 33 says, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Now, the God of peace, the God of, what is it? Consolation, the God of patience, the God of hope, the God of peace be with you all. Amen. This has been When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I have been Oasis. Always going to be Oasis and Joshua. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate everybody tuning in. We get at you next time. Yeah, Romans 14, Romans 15. We got one more chapter in Romans. And hopefully, that'll be done tomorrow. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ.
Yeah. They say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak up.
All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Luke Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children and make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This car over money, so I say what I want, dawg.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dawg. You lose your career pissing in folk off. But you can call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dawg. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, is what you wanted?
Yeah.
I never came for the smoke. But if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. But if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You came up with me, dog. I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant. See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians. Remember, they ain't just attack them, they befriended them, gave them blankets full of diseases and ended them. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two, so you don't see the blankets they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze at you. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.